In every life there lies a story that has a yearning to be told. And in that story lies a someone who once a child now grows old.
Hello, everybody. My name is Cass Forkin. I am the founder and chairperson of Twilight Wish Foundation, and we are here today doing our first ever podcast, which we're going to call Twilight Wish Moments, and it's all about dreams are for everyone. We are wand-waving, wish-granting, magic-making joy. That's why we're here. We'd love to make wishes come true. And in 18 years, we have made 4,100 plus wishes come true for all kinds of seniors, 65 and older, who have wishes that range from the smallest of the small, like I need food or an air conditioner, to the largest of the large, like I want to go around the country in an 18-wheeler for 2.5 weeks, or I want to have a book published, or I want to have a podcast, or Mae Cryer, who's sitting with me today, who is an original Rosie the Riveter, wanted to attend the Rosie the Riveter annual celebration back in 2015. So we grant whatever your wishes, we are here for you. TwilightWish.org. Today is our very first day to make our own dream come true of having a podcast where we can introduce you to the incredible people who either are on our board, our volunteers, our staff, our wish recipients, or our organizations that join with us to collaborate and help make those wishes come true, because truly we can only do it with them. And today I am so honored to have with me Mae Cryer, as I mentioned, our original Rosie. Mae, I'm going to give you a second to say hello.
Hello, everybody. I've met Ruth Ann, but I haven't met the other lady here.
Marissa Harmon is with BPW. I'm about to introduce our BPW lady. So the Business Professional Women from the state of Pennsylvania, we have three members with us, and each of them is extremely important to the year that just ended in April of 2021. Because they chose Twilight Wish to collaborate with to help grant wishes. And with us, we have three different members. We have Marissa Harmon, who was the president of the state at the state level. And then with me, we have Mary Weeks, who's the parliamentarian and a past state president. And we also have Donna Jones, who is president for life of her chapter. We all know how that goes. You do a good job and you're in. And I am very honored. And what I want to do is give time for the people who are with me to talk. So BPW, they chose Twilight Wish. And I want to talk to Marissa, who's the state president, because she had that decision from April 20 to April of 21. They chose Twilight Wish to grant wishes for seniors. And we all know that our seniors were not treated right in our society during COVID year. And we need to do a lot of good things to make up for that and to make sure it never happens again. So Marissa, since we have you, can you please tell us a little bit about, and just take off and tell us, in the past year, why did you choose us? And you know, what your theme was, and just tell us about your story.
So I became president of the state actually in July of 2020. And as most everyone knows, we were very deep in pandemic living. And my corresponding secretary, Ginny Schultz, who's a member of our Washington and Old Trail locals, actually came up with the idea of Twilight Wish. She was doing some looking around, and my big thing was I wanted to find an organization that would help the people of Pennsylvania. And when she brought Twilight Wish to my attention and I did some research of my own, I thought it would be a perfect project because a number of our members are in that older population. There's nothing wrong with that, of course, but we need to be helping individuals who are entering a period of their life where, you know, they're not able to get out as much, to do as much, and they've done so much for their community, for their employers, for their families, and finding a way to give back. So I thought it was perfect to use as a project. So then I needed to find a chair for the project. And in looking at individuals who could possibly carry this responsibility, because it is a huge responsibility, Mary came to mind, Mary Weeks. She is a past state president of the organization and kind of knows, you know, what goes into these state projects that the presidents pick. And I could not have picked a better person to champion this cause. Mary did a phenomenal job with the project and in helping get the awareness out there to raise money. My theme was let your dreams take flight. And I'm going to be honest, whenever we started fundraising, I never imagined that we would raise what we raised in contributions. I had a soft goal. We blew past that. I set another soft goal. We blew past that. And when I got the final email showing the total, I almost fell out of my chair. I could have cried. I was so happy that the women of the Business and Professional Women of Pennsylvania were able to pull together and do so much for Twilight Wish in such a short amount of time and under such circumstances. So it was really phenomenal. I mean, it was great meeting Cass, not necessarily in person. We got to meet over Zoom and to be able to do this for Twilight Wish.
Well, Marissa, my heart goes out to you again. Thank you for choosing us and for, you know, being there, our partner during a year that was very difficult. The thing that made that year special for us is, of course, it's very difficult to fundraise because you can't have gatherings, and that's where people like to get together and have fun. But there were so many creative ways that people thought of to fundraise. And actually, I think you've just talked about Mary Weeks, and she's with us here. And I'm going to ask Mary. Mary, tell us some of the creativity that the BPW ladies from the state of Pennsylvania came up with last year.
Thank you. First of all, I just wanted to let everybody know that what really was very heartfelt for me is the amount of participation we had throughout the state. We have 47 locals, and two-thirds of them participated in our Twilight Wish and state project. And so it was, the response was phenomenal.
Huge.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And we had over $11,000, if I can, in direct monetary contributions. And then we had about that amount, just a little bit more in in-kind donations. But what struck me was the creative way, you had said it before, the creative ways that these locals, because of the pandemic, decided to fundraise and also provide seniors either at the state level to Twilight Wish or in their areas, their locals, to support those seniors as well. And I think one of the interesting things was that actually our District 3 out in western part of the state actually started a new chapter of Twilight
Wish.
Yes,
we did have a new chapter
in Westmoreland County.
Yes.
So they were instrumental in supporting that and getting that up and running. So again, creativity in establishing that new chapter.
And is that Barbara Harmon? Am I saying that right?
So not to interrupt, I apologize. It was actually District 12. And yes, Barbara Harmon.
Thank you.
And no relation.
Yeah.
Was the one, she's from the Mason Town Club.
Yes.
And she was the one that was instrumental. She's the chapter president. And actually, Cass, I need to send you either a scan or the actual article. They were mentioned in our local newspaper just on Monday. They got together and collected money to buy items for a local nursing home, Uniontown Health and Rehab, and they went out and provided those goods to the residents. Off the top of my head, I can't remember how many residents were involved, but there were some nice pictures and some nice mentions of the organization in the local paper.
Marissa, the thing about granting wishes, and that this is what I have found through the 18 years that I've been involved since I started it, is you never know what's going to happen when you make a decision to grant a wish. So for example, you chose us, and then one of your presidents started a chapter, and she's going to be granting wishes for years to come. And just think about that. This is sort of the connection, the connectivity, the collaboration of a group of women. And it doesn't have to just be women, but with the BPW being women, that's who we're talking about right now. It's amazing to see the future change because of decisions that we make. And so going back, so that's one contribution. Right. That's even outside of a monetary donation.
Absolutely.
But what are the things you want to share with us?
Well, it was interesting because even with the monetary donations I'm going to stick to, people sent direct donations, but they also did Amazon Smile. They sent Facebook. They had reimbursements or rebates that they sent to Twilight Wish as well. And then they also provided direct donations for any outstanding wishes that were on your website.
Okay.
So they, again,
I think I read one of the things that the BPW ladies really liked was our duty program. So I think I remember that the duty program, which is dining unexpected thank you, where you have a card. And when you're in a restaurant, which some of the restaurants are opening it back up, but the deal was that you could treat any senior to a meal. And then you give them this duty card that says, thank you for what you've done for others. Know we remember and care. And I remember early on, BPW grabbed that because they were thinking of ways that they could send pizzas to people and to just really get involved with this. And that is a big deal.
They used them, the duty cards, as also as kind of like gift cards that they actually sent to food banks for people. And they actually sent monetary donations to restaurants. And then the restaurant, if somebody came in that needed assistance with their meal, they would give them a duty card. So again, creativity and using those.
And one of your ladies, she saw a guy sitting with a Vietnam cap on and treated him to his pizza. I know it thrilled her. When you see the face of a person that you treat and they don't necessarily know who's treating them, but they find out that it's being paid for and it's a thank you, sometimes you actually have to leave the room because if it's anonymous, they start to cry and you run out because you're crying because it's a really pay it forward, you know, random act of kindness kind of witnessing thing.
Some of the other things they did was they helped some ladies with their utilities. So it wasn't really a duty card, but they did that as well. And one local in particular, Juniata County, spent over $2,000 and put together 141 care packages of household items and provided that to like four different assisted living seniors in their area.
Amazing.
And there were others that also did care packages in their locations. What I would say is, to Marissa's point, the response we got, the overwhelming response we got during this pandemic from the business and professional women, locals and districts, because let's be honest, most elderly folks, our seniors, are women. And we really embrace that as an organization. Mm-hmm. And you're the one that enthusiastically told us about the state project at our summer board. And everything just took off from there. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. And also, I remember one of your own members was aging and without a lot of funds, but needed a laptop. And I think we granted a Twilight Wish that way also.
Oh.
So thank you, Mayor. And now we have Donna with us. And Donna, can you tell me how BPW got started? Maybe a little bit about its mission, and I guess we know how many chapters, 47 local chapters, but about how many members and how did you join? Tell me that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, Mary, my friend Mary, has the best elevator speech. So she helped our particular local. She gave us the history of BPW and everything else. So I don't want to mess it up. So I'm going to tell you what we have.
Sure, sure.
It was during World War I. The U.S. government recognized the need for a cohesive group to coordinate the classifications and skills of women in the area.
Wait a minute. World War I. This was before World War II, right? Well, May, we're going back here with BPW.
Well, when I went back and I read this again, I was like, oh, we were the forerunners. So in 1919, a Women's War Council, financed through a federal grant, was established by the War Department to organize the resources of professional women. As a result, the National Federation of Business Professional Women was started. It's evolved throughout the years, but our main mission is to work with the legislative agenda, elimination of sex discrimination to employment, and the principle of equal pay and the need for comprehensive equal rights amendment.
And good Lord, we're still fighting for it today.
Well, 100 years later.
I'm going to interrupt you because that's what I do, right? May. Yeah. The first thing they said was help with legislative. And the collaboration was when they came on board, they knew about you. I talked about May and what you were accomplishing. And at the time you were going for the Congressional Gold Medal, and you still had a number of people who hadn't changed over to vote yes for it.
Right.
And we know, tell everybody what the Congressional Gold Medal is.
The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian award you can receive. It was started back in George Washington's day. And when you get this medal, it just proves that you've done something good for our country. That's the main reason for it. And I think it's so nice because there's so many people involved in it. And going back to what Donna said about the people in World War One, there was many, many people, more people ahead of us, women, I should say, you know, left their footprints in the sand. But we came in mass. We were able to conquer so many things because there were so many of us. And that makes a big difference.
And what happened was, when I got the list from you of who still hadn't voted, it wasn't just the state of Pennsylvania. It No. was actually across the country. And Mary said, well, this is the legislative part that you're talking about. She said, we're going to help. We're going to send this to every one of our BPWs in the different states and let them know to tell their congresspeople to vote yes. Uh-huh. And then the list got organized. Who didn't vote yet? And then, oh my goodness, the things. And I go, oh, Twilight, wish we were involved in this. We're doing the work, but you know, we connected. I love the connections.
But isn't it nice?
It was the network.
All women.
And there was a big team behind May getting this going. And what happened was, this is what May and I have learned. When that ball starts rolling, there's a certain point where you see the momentum. When it gets the momentum, it's that tipping point. It started rolling. And right when you guys got involved, it was rolling. And it was rolling so fast. And but before you knew it, what date did that Congressional Gold Medal get passed?
December 20th. That's when it was signed into law.
It was signed into law last year in December. So we all had a part.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
And you know, it took everybody.
It took everybody.
People want to take credit, but it took everybody. It took every single one of us.
That's right. Every single one. So no individual.
Nope.
It took May leading a charge. Mm-hmm. It took other Rosies leading charges, right?
It took the BPW. You got yours.
That's how it goes, May. Mm-hmm. That's right. So stepping backwards. Thank you for your legislative input on Twilight. Well, who knew you were going to end up with doing that, right, Mary? We didn't know, Marissa, did we? That here we would be able to help these ladies who, when you look at the business world, well, people are in the business world really because they were out there in mass for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have started, BPW might have started World War One, but it wasn't in mass until World War II,
right,
where really the women were in the workforce.
We were able to prove what we could do.
With that comment of what your mission was, you hit it right on. So go ahead.
Well, continue, that was Donna. My goal. No. How I started because I moved back to Pennsylvania from Baltimore. I was just trying to find something to do. And I had gone to a woman's conference meeting and somebody was talking about the business of professional women, and they only meet once a month and you get involved with the community and with other groups and stuff. So I thought, okay. And I've told people this before, and when you meet me, you don't really believe me, but it is true. I showed up for the first meeting and no one talked to me. And I was like, okay. So every fourth Monday, I would leave the house. I'd say to my mom and sister, I'm going to a BPW meeting, and I'd bring a book and I'd go up to the mall and I'd read and I'd watch the clock and then I'd go home. So they thought I was out to dinner. And when my parents and my younger sisters moved back to Philly, my mom was working in a nursing home, and my youngest sister, who was 13 at the time, started working with my mom. And there was a woman from the Conshohocken BPW named Louise Hepburn. And Louise saw me someplace and started talking to me like we've been friends forever. And she said, oh, you have to come to the Conshohocken meeting.
Oh, how about that?
So I went to Conshohocken and I never looked back. Like I said, I've been president.
For life.
Yes. But I have 2 years, 5 months until I retire. So I've been telling everybody, get used to it.
So that's an interesting story, right? So sometimes things aren't perfect and don't fit us, and then something fits and you mm-hmm. fit. And now how can other women join BPW? How can they get involved with the state of Pennsylvania?
A number of locals have websites. We also have the bpwpa.org website that gives you information about BPW, information about things going on throughout the state. events that are going on. You can go out there to the website and see what we're all about. You could go out to, if you're, you know, in a certain area, if you're in Pittsburgh, you could check out BPW organizations in Pittsburgh. If you're in our area, there's five locals in our area. So there's any number of places to look it up. But if you look up Business and Professional Women, you'll find us on the web.
And how did BPW change your life?
I wasn't lying when I said I sat at the mall and read and made people think I really was going to the meetings. But I walked in and I think I became treasurer at the district at the first district meeting I went, because I also don't know how to say no. And then I've run been in just about every position at the local level. I've been in all the positions at the district level, and I'm just working my way around the state.
It sounds to me like you are introverted and quiet, and it introduced you to a whole another level of friendship and responsibility. And
I will say that through different things that I've attended with BPW, the women that I've met, they are the nicest, most dedicated women.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I know, hands down. Yes.
They truly are. They, you meet one person and that person introduces you to four other people. And then you meet those people and then you start talking to other people. Mary and I, when Mary and I are in the same local, Mary was actually running for president of the state. So I didn't really meet Mary, but we attended a class together, and by then I wasn't shy anymore. Plus we were sitting. So we had a great time, but I walked out of that. I tell a number of people, I walked out of that program and I met such great women. I laughed my behind off at everybody I met that may not have appreciated my laughter.
I can see it. I got to attend a few of them. I was just blown away. I mean, you had great speakers. You had people. I really, you know, I love to see different kinds of people speak in the business world, as well as you had some veterans speaking about what they had been through. And it was very moving. I really enjoyed the meetings that I went to that year. So
We have great meetings. We have great women. They're so involved in so many things. Twilight Witch is a perfect example. Yeah. If they get their teeth into something, they just keep going.
Yeah.
And you've got so many backgrounds. The women bring so many different talents to everything. It's a good thing.
And I love that they love the Rosie the River initiative that we were also involved with, because May has been an ambassador with Twilight Witch going back years and years, because we see it as a natural connection between the business women of today, business professional women, and the Rosies and what they did to help lead that charge. And actually, I have with us a board director, Ruth Ann Wood. And Ruth, boy, we've been friends for years and years.
We have.
And when I first started getting involved in the Rosie movement, she jumped right on board. Ruth, why don't you tell everybody what you did to support the Rosie movement?
All right. Well, we've been a fan of Rosie the Riveter since we met May.
Yes.
And before that. And for my 40th birthday, we raised money for a trip for one of the Rosies to go to a 70th year reunion. Do you remember, Cass?
I don't remember the number year reunion, but we've now sent five Rosies. May was the first.
Wow.
We've sent five Rosies to the annual reunions from 2017 to 2021. So it could have been any one of them.
It was pretty fun. Not many people ask for the outfit of the Rosie the Riveter for their 40th birthday party, but that's what I did.
Well, a victory to the ladies and businesswomen everywhere. And we all of us get behind it and support it, because you know what? It's just the most positive movement. It says, we can do it. We can do it. And we need positivity in this world. And if you believe it's going to happen, then you're putting out there that little extra that makes it happen. It takes it right over and makes it happen. Just like the National Day for the Rosies. And like May and I, we told a story on Lisa's podcast called Tell Me and the Power of One, which was about us meeting John McCain the day after the National Rosie the Riveter in Washington, D.C. And it wasn't set up. It wasn't supposed to happen. It was literally impossible. But with the power of, you know, the belief that we can do it, it happened. So I think the other thing that's happened is there's been some awards, May being our representative for the Rosie the Riveters. She was chosen to receive several awards along the year also from the Daughters of the Revolution because they were made aware of May. And is there an award here on the table that we would like to present? And who would like to do that? Mary Weeks, would you like to present May Pryor with an award?
I would love to present May with an award.
Well,
but just to give you a little background on the award and also how this evolved. As I had mentioned previously, Cass had come to our August board meeting in 2020 to talk about Twilight Wish, but she also mentioned about May wanting and spearheading the push for the Congressional Gold Medal for the Rosies. And I thought, this May sounds like a real go-getter. I need to find out more about May.
Understatement of the world.
Really. So I went ahead and started doing some research on May and on the Rosies.
You didn't find any DUIs or anything.
No, I did. So I was like, I went back to our local and I said, I'd really like to focus on May. And at that time, our district director, her project, is, in addition to the state project, was Twilight Wish. Her project was Adopt a Senior. And I'm like, bingo, this is meant to be.
No, you can't have her. She's mine.
We really do. Well, we had her for 1 year.
Okay. So I had her on. I lent her out.
There you go, for a year. And so our local, our Greater Conshohocken local, decided to adopt May as our senior for the year. And so we started that in the fall of 2020. And our district meeting was on Halloween. So our district director was thinking about what would she like people to dress up as. And I emailed the director and I said, how about if we all dress up as Rosie the Riveter for our district meeting? So we did. We had, 30, 40 people there, something. And we were all dressed up as Rosie the Riveter. Well, I can send you a picture.
Pictures.
I will do that.
We want pictures.
Pictures are great.
I want them for the website, too.
Okay. I will get them to you.
Yes.
You know, Mary, when I first started this, most of the people didn't even know who Rosie the Riveter was.
Really? They didn't know who Rosie the Riveter was? Who is she? Mm-hmm. Yes. No, well, that's part of what we needed to do was educate people.
Awareness.
You're right. And so at the local level, we also, every month, just about, we had an article about you in our newsletter, and we published you in our state publication. It's called This Key. There were articles on you in The Key. And also Facebook. We had you on our Facebook page, our Conshohocken Facebook page. And in November last year, we had actually a Facebook contest. It was called Where's Rosie?
Oh, that's right.
And where we, any member that was going away on vacation or wherever, could either wear a mask or the bandana or whatever. And we had pictures from all over the state, people from grocery stores even, or in a state park was another one.
Like a Where's Waldo, and they took their picture, and you had to guess where they were.
That's exactly it.
See all this was going on?
Oh, no, I didn't know any of this.
So
Rosie voted. Rosie went furniture shopping. Rosie went to a couple of different hotels. You had an amazing time.
She went to hotels. Oh, that little Rosie.
So you had a wonderful November in 2020. And we had,
I always have a wonderful time.
Yes, you do. And then on May's 95th birthday, we did a card shower across BPWPA. And we came, we brought a box of cards to your house on your birthday.
Oh, that's right. I was here for that day.
Yep, you were. And so we did a card shower. And a couple of our representatives, Cass, you had mentioned the Daughters of American Revolution, the ward. Several of us also attended that presentation. So just to give you some other things that we had done, but
I had no idea you were doing all
we
that.
Did. Hey,
you were so busy sewing masks. You were so busy.
Yes, you were.
Changing
you
were. The world.
I'm qualified.
So after all of this and all of the research we had done on you, I talked to President Donna and the members and said, you know, BPW has this public servant award, and I think May is the perfect nominee for this award. And they all agreed. And the public servant award, the BPWPA public servant award, is presented to an individual who's demonstrated outstanding effort in support of one of our planks on our legislative platform.
Oh.
And so for 75 years, May, and more, you've served our country beginning at age 17 as Rosie the Riveter.
Right.
And throughout your entire life, you've epitomized the you can do it spirit by trying to acknowledge and recognize all the efforts of the Rosie the Riveters and what they contributed to World War II.
Nice.
So on behalf of Pennsylvania Federation of Business and Professional Women, we recognize May Crier for her contributions to her country and service to her community and service to our country, and hereby honor her with the 2021 Public Servant Award. Uh-huh. May, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You know, they mean so much. They mean so much to you, because when you're doing these things, you have no clue where you're going with it. And I've been successful. And thank you. I didn't know that you were doing all these things.
Oh, well, we'll fill you in on all of this.
Send you pictures.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And May, I want you to know that award actually traveled across the state to get to you. So please know it's from the entirety of Pennsylvania bringing you that award. And thank you so much, Mary, and your local and district for nominating May for this great award.
And thank you so much. Thank all of you.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, you're all so amazing. Let me just tell you something. My heart's really filled right now. And I'm going to say, because it's about collaboration. It's about collaboration. It's the collective. It's not one person. It's all people. And, you know, we're honoring May. But here we are sitting here with the whole state of people from business. How many members are you representing?
About 1,500.
Oh, wow.
Okay, 1,500 members are sitting at this table right now from just BPW. But when you look at Twilight Wish and the hundreds of people that we represent and all the people who have wishes granted, and that you're an ambassador for us, that we're sitting here right now is just, it makes me feel so connected. We're connected. We're connected. So, you know, and this goes back, Marissa, you chose Twilight Wish. Did you choose right, girl? Did you choose right?
I would say so. I would definitely say so. And, you know, I think that anyone looking to find an organization that they want to contribute to that can enrich the lives of so many different people in so many different ways and has a variety of ways to contribute, this is it. Those duty cards, that is the smartest idea and the simplest way to help someone and still pass on the word of the organization and what Twilight Wish does. So I just think there's so much out there, and hopefully this really starts the ball rolling as far as getting more women, more individuals, more notice for this great organization that's been around for, you know, almost 20 years here.
Thank you, Marissa. And I feel the same way for BPW, and you've been around since World War I. So I hope that people hear this and join your organization, because it's a worthy organization. And I appreciate that you were supporters of Twilight Wish. And also May, I mean, I'm just so grateful that May has come into our life, and May is not done. So, you know, wearing my We Can Do It Rosie the Riveter shirt from the Navy SEAL place down in Florida, but May always has goals. And so we're going to be wrapping this up, but I want May to tell us about her next Rosie the Riveter goal so we can all be there and cheer her on as she goes. May, what are your next goals?
Oh, gosh, just like I live long enough to put a Rosie statue in the World War II Memorial down in Washington. When I went there with the honor flight and I walked in there and seen nothing for Rosie the Riveter, I wanted to scream. I said, this isn't fair. We did as much as the men. We weren't in the trenches, but we did. Had it not been for us women, they wouldn't have the equipment to win the war. And so that's my next goal, is to put a statue in the World War II Memorial. but they tell me that's hard to do. And I said, well, it was hard to get the first National Rose of River Day. It was hard to get the gold medal. And it's harder even to get my face masks into space, which they're going up soon. My face mask and bandanas going up into space. Isn't that a nice achievement? And I'll tell you, the Rosies love that.
Rosie the Rocketeer, she's called.
Rosie
she's
Rocketeer.
She's the female character wearing the bandana.
I spoke with the CEO of Boeing. We did a symposium with 8 schools with Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick and Senator Casey. And the CEO from Boeing said, May, don't hang up when we're done. I've got something to tell you. And that's when he told me that they're going to put my face mask and the bandana into space.
Excellent.
On Rosie. That was the highlight. I mean, everything I did was important.
And May Cryer was leading a charge, and there were a few other Rosies leading the charge for this for decades, just decades. And I guess it started with the first National Day, and that's when I met May, and Twilight Wish was really fortunate to be involved at a very critical time. This was the postcard that we created back then. That was how do we get the first National Day passed in Congress? And this was one of the things that made that happen. And then it's just been, let's keep getting those women recognized. And one thing after the other, now they're doing that, the coin, there's a few other things happening, but really it's about equality for women. It all comes down to equality for women, just what BPW was fighting for back in World War I. And we are not there yet, ladies. We have more to go. But as far as Twilight Wish is concerned, we grant wishes to everybody, men, women. We are wand waving, wish granting, magic making joy. When Lisa, who's in the background doing our podcast, Lisa Graham, who also granted a wish for us for a podcast wish that we just did for a senior who also came from World War II, and she lived in England, and she will tell you that the ladies who were building those ships and planes, they were literally being bombed, and some of them died in England. This was not just, you know, I'm going to work every day. This was putting yourself in a position where they knew those factories could be bombed.
Right.
They were camouflaging the tops of the factories, making them look like trees so the ladies didn't get killed. So this is not like, oh, I'm just going to work.
More danger than we were. We didn't realize our factory in Seattle was also camouflaged. On
yes.
But we didn't worry. Maybe I was too naive to care. I don't know, too young maybe. I didn't worry about being bombed. Where my friend from England, they just ran for their lives.
Yes. So Dr. Yvonne Kay, we just did a podcast for her, and that is called How the Hell Did I Get Here From There? And she is a psychologist. She actually specializes in grief and PTSD for veterans. Also, she does grief for parents who've lost children suddenly to like drug overdoses, all from her experience as a child at the time, you know, it being during World War II and being bombed in England. So Twilight Wish, we do a ton of stuff for an amazing array of great people. And Lisa did that podcast. So please look at Lisa's podcast, Tell Me, The Power of One, and look at Dr. Yvonne Kay's podcast called How the Hell Did I Get Here From There? And now look at Twilight Wish's podcast, which we're calling Twilight Wish Moments. And dreams are for everyone. The contact information for Twilight Wish is twilightwish.org, twilightwish.org. Our number is 877-TWF for Twilight Wish Foundation, WISH, WISH. And you can call, you can ask for wish applications, or you can go right online. And online, we also have those duty cards that we were talking about. You can print one out and use it. So please do take a look at twilightwish.org. We're always looking for organizations that want to join up, collaborate collectively, grant wishes, fundraise, whatever it is, we're there for it. We want to help our seniors have their wishes come true. And would you like to give the BPW one more time?
We were so glad to be here. bpwpa.org.
And any Rosie the Riveter website that you want to give?
No, I don't want any more work.
You're on Facebook called Honor Rosie, right?
Yeah.
I don't want any more.
Don't want Honor Rosie. We've got 5,000 or 6,000 followers on there, and they really helped us get the medal. And if you want to know anything about us, go to Honor Rosie on Facebook. You'll see a lot of things there.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Someone.